As we continue on, Jared Yaman is with us, the CEO of Spresso. It's an AI-powered e-commerce solutions provider offering advanced tools for pricing intelligence, commerce management, and spend analytics. That's a mouthful, but we'll try to bring it down to a more basic way here in just a moment. Jared, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and great job getting through that mouthful. We do a lot at Spresso.
Well, let's talk about pricing. In other words, people are concerned at the grocery store about, say, the price of eggs, but what you're involved in is even more broader than that. So what are the things that are driving pricing now, and how are you using AI so that e-commerce folks, or any businesses for that matter, can figure out the way they should be pricing things?
Yeah, definitely. It's a shame what's happening with the price of eggs. We know the root cause there is avian flu cutting the supply. So we have great algorithms, great data science, but we have not found a cure yet for avian flu, but perhaps one day. Our focus at Spresso is we provide dynamic pricing solutions to DTC merchants. So we focus on Shopify merchants, and I guess the way I would describe what we do is, you know, in the old days, if you wanted to go from A to B, you'd hop in your Oldsmobile or your Buick. You'd open up the Rand McNally map, right? You tried to find your way. Watch a trip odometer, take a left, take a right, right? Well, we've automated all of that. So now we're essentially a self-driving car using Waze with respect to your pricing. And just one point that I'd want to use with the AI-powered algorithms is, we can actually find more profitable price points by bringing price down. And that's something we're very proud of, right? Bringing price down in an inflationary period is better for the customer, but can also bring more profit overall to the merchant.
Now, talk to me a little bit more about dynamic pricing and how you're using this AI. I'm guessing that there are inputs or various pieces of information or data. Talk to me about how, I guess, all of that kind of works together to get a particular merchant to a particular point.
Yes, I believe you have a very tech-savvy audience, but essentially what we do is we have a software development kit, an SDK. It instruments your e-commerce site exactly as you said. It allows us to gather the data, feed the data into the algorithms, and then, of course, take inputs from the merchants themselves. They may have a revenue-based goal, conversion-based goal, profit-based goal. Give us those inputs, and then we generate the optimal price points dynamically, and we're constantly adapting as we receive new information.
Well, we are in very, I would say, turbulent times as far as decisions coming out of Washington and changes taking place. How is that in any way impacting this dynamic pricing process?
Yeah, you're right on it. It's becoming a really important topic. You know, we try to stay out of policy and politics, and we never can quite tell if it's just bluster or if it's just a negotiating tactic. Is it really going to come to fruition? But we do believe our tool and our solutions are essentially that tariffs 101 toolkit. And even if the tariffs don't come to fruition, it's very important for a merchant to understand their pricing power, very important for them to understand their demand curve elasticity and their profit maximizing pricing in a tariffs or no tariffs world. And just in the D2C space, where we find most of our clients, there are a lot of supply chains that are based and originate out of tariffed countries.
And you mentioned the issue of tariffs. I'm guessing that's just one of many variables that lead into how a particular merchant prices their particular product.
Oh, for sure. Seasonality, inventory position. You know, if Bruce, if you're selling roses to your audience today, right, you got a few more days to get your Valentine's inventory and assortment out to your customers. So seasonality, everything you remember from Econ 101, we've applied AI and dynamic pricing to that, right? So, you know, are you selling umbrellas when it's raining? Are you selling swimsuits in the winter, sweaters in the summertime? That's what our algorithms are intended to solve for.
So it sounds like this is an important way for these particular businesses to adapt to the conditions around them.
Exactly. You know, we feel like static, you know, human-based pricing has served its purpose for the last 20 years in e-commerce, but much like everything else, it's time for it to evolve. It's time for it to be more dynamic. It needs to connect to your inventory position. There's a cost to holding goods, right? So if the goods are just sitting on the shelf, That's not ideal as well. So we can use algorithms to find the price point, to find your ideal P&L performance from your product margin down to your turnover and, of course, your holding costs of inventory.
Jared Yaman with us, CEO of Spresso out of New York. Let me wrap up with this. You mentioned how e-commerce has evolved a lot over the past two decades. Two decades ago, the average person wouldn't even know to order something on Amazon, and now everybody does it. So how does the e-commerce space and the fact that it's growing impact what you're able to do for those particular merchants?
Yeah, no, very timely question. Just last week, Shopify reported earnings, I believe, $95 billion of GMV in Q4. I think there's a generational shift. I am on the upper end of the millennial age bracket, but the Gen Zers that are coming behind me, they enjoyed a D2C shopping experience. The goods are far higher quality than they were 20, 30 years ago when my mother went to the grocery store and bought the generic brand fruits and vegetables. The quality wasn't quite there. But now D2C brand identity, connecting with Gen Z, social media, a lot of purchasing power is going into that space. When I was growing up and wanted to look fit and cool, I would go to a mall and shop a store and try to get my dad to buy a Ralph Lauren polo shirt for me. That's not where the shopping behavior is going. So D2C connected, people identify with the brand. And in that space, we are dealing with merchants that are experts in textiles, design, customer preference, brand identity, product market fit. And now they can outsource the pricing technology to a company like Spresso to make sure that they're pricing their goods appropriately.
Direct to consumer. That's the way a lot of things are going.
Going to be huge.
Yep. Jared Yaman with us with Spresso. If anybody wants to learn more about what we've talked about, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can find us at Spresso.ai.
We've been visiting with Jared Yaman, CEO of Spresso, an AI-powered e-commerce solutions provider. We're talking about how pricing is changing and how what you buy is changing. Jared, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you to your audience.